This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
And Adrian Dodoro now is joining Mitch Cleary on the trade room floor of Essendon.
Adrian.
Joe stays at Essendon. Swans couldn't come to the party.
No. We went into it with an open mind, but we set some really clear parameters to the Sydney Swans from the first day. We were really consistent in what we said. We were honest from the first day, and we stuck to our principles, and unfortunately, we couldn't get the deal done for Joey.
Did they offer pick five at any stage?
Five wasn't on the table.
Did they come to the party with players?
No.
Were you surprised they never offered five?
Look, in these things, as you know, there's a lot of discussions, to-ing and fro-ing. They've got their reasons for what they did. We had really respectful discussions throughout the whole week. In the end, our philosophy was we wanted a player to be part of this, and they couldn't see their way around it, and we respect that, and they respect what our wishes were, and we've shaken hands and we move on.
Spoke to Joe
about an hour ago, and obviously a little bit disappointed, but as you know, with Joey, he's a resilient young man, and actually through this whole process, I think we've grown to actually respect him a hell of a lot more for the person that he is. He's going to be a little bit disappointed right as we speak right now, but knowing him and his character, he'll come out of this a better, stronger person. We absolutely love him, and we think he'll have a great year next year.
Are you surprised that they didn't come with five?
It's probably to have a key player in this that doesn't want to be at the club.
Look, it's interesting. I think, you know, I've been in this game for a hell of a long time, and there's been a lot of players at clubs that are sitting at the club that they're at the moment that requested trades. It happens all the time, and what you've got to understand is it's just not the player that you hear about, it's the ones that you don't hear about. And there's a number of those players out there that ask for trades and they don't happen. Now, you know, Joey's a free agent next year, and we're going to fight like hell to retain him. But if we're in this position in 12 months' time, that's the nature of the game, and you have to accept it and move on. But having said that, we're really confident that we can provide the environment for Joey.
What was Sydney's best offer?
They put nine and a future first to us.
Did you go to them with a list of 12 players?
No.
How many players did you put to them? There's been a lot of reports about names that you were throwing at them. How many names did you put to them?
A number of players. I don't want to go into the specifics of the players. I don't think that's really, really fair. But there were a number of players and a number of scenarios that we did throw up to them that we felt was fair for us. Given that, you know, where our team is at the moment with our age demographic and game profile, we just didn't want to go backwards in terms of draft selection, so it didn't happen.
Did you ever get close, or did you ever feel you were getting close, or was it was always a sense that this was never going to happen, something big?
Well, from the first day that we, as I said, that we spoke to them, we put it on the agenda that we wanted a player, or a player or players, and that never happened.
I feel like this one was always dependent on Tom Papley going to Carlton.
Look, we separated ourselves from the top Tom Papley discussions, and
they offered nine, though. Well,
they haven't got nine. I understand that, but you'd have to ask them that question. Our medical team's really optimistic. He's up and running at the moment. The operation was successful, and everyone's really optimistic that, you know, he's turned the corner and he's going to have a full pre-season.